Hachette Audio presents The Escape. Written by David Baldacci. Read by Ron McLarty and Orla Cassidy. In memory of Kate Bailey and Ruth Rockhold, you will be greatly missed. Chapter 1. The prison looked more like the campus of a community college than a place where men were kept in cells for 10 years or longer for offenses committed while wearing the uniform of their country. There were no guard towers, but there were two staggered 12-foot-tall security fences, armed patrols, and enough surveillance cameras to keep an electronic eye on virtually every millimeter of the place. Situated at the northern end of Fort Leavenworth, the United States Disciplinary Barracks sat next to the Missouri River on nearly 40 rolling forested Kansas acres. A mound of brick and razor wire, cradled by a green hand. It was the only maximum security military prison for males in the country. America's foremost military prison was called the USDB, or the DB for short. The Leavenworth Federal Penitentiary for Civilians, one of three prisons on the grounds of Fort Leavenworth, was 4 miles to the south. Along with the Joint Regional Correctional Facility, also for military prisoners, there was a fourth privately operated prison in Leavenworth, which raised the total inmate population among the four prisons to about 5,000. The Leavenworth Tourism Bureau, apparently seeking to capitalize on